Shemna Sana. We're going to start Parshat Vayishlach in the second year. Everyone has it?
Yes.
Fine.
What does it say? It says over here,
Vayomer Elokim al Yaakov, Hashem said to Yaakov, Kum alei Beiska. Come and get up, go to Beiska. Vasei Shem Mizbeach, and make a Mizbeach la'el hanira elecha. Which means what happened right after the whole story of Dina and Shechem, right? Then Hashem told Yaakov Avinu, go up to Beis Kel and go bring the carbon which you promised me you're going to bring, make the place of the Beis HaMikdash the place for karbanis. Right, when Esav was chasing, right, he said, I'm going to give Meiser. That was Yaakov Avinu made another. He said, I'm going to give Meiser for everything. I'm going to make this Matzeva, this place where I put that rock, and make this Abilakim. That's his. So Hina Neida, it's known the Kiblu of Esedus, the Chazal. Hashem told this to him. Why did Hashem tell him now? He was telling him, all the pain, habala, which came to him, the Inyan Dina, the whole story of Dina, Hayu was ba'afur because the echar nidra, because he delayed his nether. He delayed his nether. And it's akav ederech, he was held himself back on the road, lo light tzarech, right, without a need. Right, he could have gone, instead of going to Shechem, he could have went straight to Beis Kel to go bring Karbanis in the place where he promised that he's going to make it into a Beis Elikim. Therefore, Amar Hashem told him now, Shehimahir, you should be quick, la'alais, to go up Beis Kel, Makayim here to fulfill his nether. Which is saying, really, Kaimah Lakaimah. Kaimah Lakaimah. Oh, see, at the end he was Kaimah, at the beginning he was Lakaimah, then he was Kaimah. Right? Well, he wasn't fitful. That's what he's going to say soon, even though he was Makayim at the end. He's Makayim his nether, but the fact that he delayed, right, and he went to Shechem, some say you delay going to Shechem, it makes something bad happen to you. This comes from the Medrash, right? It says comes from Bezer, it says in parentheses on top, Bezer, it's Bereshis Rabba, Parak Aleph, Parash Aleph, Aleph Bez, which means that's the Medrash on Bereshis. That's what the Medrash says. When we say you can't, from this person, you think Musar Gadol, very great Musar, La'atme for himself. She'im Yaakov Avinu Olav HaShalom, if Yaakov Avinu, the Chir Shabbos is the choices of all the Avas. That's what Chazal say. He was the choices of Arabi Yitzchak Yaakov. It's still Ne'enash.
What's the Ayin Yitzchak?
Olav HaShalom. Peace be on him. The Chir Shabbos, the choices of the Avas. Right? That's what Chazal say. Yaakov Avinu was the Chir Shabbos. Ne'enash Kolkach. He was punished so much. Al Ichor HaNedah, the delay of the Nether, Shanada Befin, which he vowed with his mouth. The law he gained, Allah, it didn't even protect him. It wasn't a protection on his righteousness, all his millions of zchuyas. He was Yaakov Avinu. It didn't save him. La'atzila mina einish, to get saved from punishment. Kol shekein v'kol shekein, all the more so sha'ar adam, other people, she'tzarech li'shamer, that we need to be careful and protect ourselves. L'izara, be careful b'inyanim eila in these situations. Shelo yakel b'dibur, a person should not be lax with his speech. Which comes out of his mouth, when it comes to Kedusha. Be very careful. Therefore, Shlomo HaMelech, Allah Hashem Aram Bekel, what is Shlomo HaMelech saying in Kehelos in the fifth parak? The first few psukah of the fifth parak. So really the whole, that parak basically is telling you, like, basically if you want to make a nether, you have to make sure to keep it. Right? If you have a nether, make sure to keep your nether. Don't just, you know, if you have a nether, make sure to keep your nether. Don't make a nether. If you don't want, don't make the nether. Then it's over there. Once you're making a nether, make sure to keep it. So it's over there. Al tival al picha. Don't be quick with your mouth. V'libcha al yamahar. And your heart should not be quick. L'hoitzi davar l'fnei alikim. To speak out something in front of Hashem. Ki alikim ha-shemayim. Ba'at al eretz. Hashem is very great. Don't just say you're going to do things and not do it. Hashem's in the Shemaim and you're on the ground. Basically Hashem's huge, you're nothing. Don't say, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to say, so I'm going to learn this, I'm going to learn that. Not do it. Okay, therefore the pasuk says, Yiyud varecha ma'atim, your words should be few. And said over there, kasher tider nether lelekin, we make a nether to Hashem, al ta'achal Hashem, don't delay to pay it up. Said over there also, al titein espicha, don't give your mouth to bring guilt onto your flesh. Again, the same psukim telling us, don't make a nether or shvua if we're not going to be able to keep it. Don't make a nether. And don't say in front of the Malach Kishkogi that it's a mistake. I mean, don't say when they come to Hashem send messengers to punish the person for not keeping their nether. Don't say, oh, it's a mistake, I couldn't really keep it, something happened, this and that. If you don't think you keep your nether, don't make a nether. Don't make excuses afterwards when they come to punish you. It's very strong, Kohelis. See, if you look inside, it's a bunch of psukkim over there. It's don't make a nether if you can't keep it. Hakawar, what's the intention? The inner dhamma, it's not similar, it's not, you can't compare the bura, a word shall adam, the in yamin and shal ketusha. When a person speaks, the topics of holiness. But the words when he speaks, binyanim shalchol, the topics of weekday, mundane matters. Binyanim shalchol, because when it's mundane topics, mundane matters, shem tzarchei kufa, binyanim, when it's regarding the needs of your body and the things you need to take care of, him amalas, a person said, I'm going to do something, v'loy asa, and he didn't do it. Ain't no din v'chash, there's no din v'chash. Let's say I say, I'm going to the store in 10 minutes. Something happened, I couldn't go to the store. Fine, Shemai, they're not going to hold you, you're not going to be punished, you didn't do Adera. I thought I was going to go to the store, something happened, now something came up. So no Adera involved in that. You didn't do anything wrong. Mm-hmm. You're not going to make a din against the person, hey, you said you're going to the store, why are you going there? Because it's din chalas, I thought I was going to do it, I didn't do it. However, bin yadam shal kedusha, when it comes to kedusha, im amar dibur ba'alma, the person even just says, stop words, I'm going to do this, tzorech l'kai. He has to fulfill. President, I'm going to learn this, I'm going to learn that, I'm going to daven this, he has to fulfill it. That's what Chazal is saying. Kedusha Chavas. Amirasa legavaya kemisirasa lehed. When someone speaks out to give something over there to your friend, to give something to Hektish, it says if you gave it to a Hedyot or to a Hedyot is a regular person, which means usually if I give you something, when does it become yours? I have to hand it over to you. You make a kinyan, right? However, when does something become belong to Hektish? I say that this cup, I'm donating this to Hektish. It says, if I already gave it to them. So Amirasa Lagman, my speech when it's coming to the Gavaita on high, when I'm donating it to the Beis HaMikdash, it says, if in a usual case, Kimisirasa, like you gave it over to a Hedyot, by a regular person, he only acquires it, it's only yours once I give it to you. But just the speech by Hektish, when I said, I'm giving this thing, automatically, it already belongs to them in full, to the nth degree. So that's real the halacha. He's saying here also, like a play on words, Amirasa Lahektish also, when we speak out in Kedusha, just like we give you something, just like I give you something that's yours, and it gives me to say, speak kedusha mamish. It's as if it's already done. Okay, therefore, tarflishko hated hadik. A person has to weigh very well mechol and yanim shal kedusha. We have to weigh our words very well when it comes to kedusha.
Hadik is to weigh very well.
Hadik, hated. We also say it in davening. Hadik hated hadik. Hadik hated means it's really like a play on words. Hadik hated. It seems like he's saying over here. Hadik hated like midayik very well. Like it's really plain words. It says in like Ktaris hadik hated, like you should grind it very very well. It means be very careful. They say Ktaris, you know, hadik hated hadik. If you say Ktaris, the end of Ktaris, say to grind it very well. So we have to be very careful, like
precise.
Yeah, you have to weigh very very properly, very well your words and all the nyanim of kedusha. Ba'ayival as piv, like that's what the words of Kohelis are saying. Ba'ayival as piv, the libay ba'imar lohitzi davar lefelkim. Don't be so quick to speak in front of Hashem. For me, lana who is per us gadol greater miyakov avinu alav hashalom. The afal pishay kiyam nidar. Even though he ended up fulfilling his nether, ne'enash he got punished al ichar nether just for delay. So there's two things. There's first of all not fulfilling the nether altogether, right? And then there's another problem of delaying the nether. Israel alone just to delay the nether. So you see a Shrut Yaakov Avinu just for taking a detour to Shechem before he went to Beis Kal, how badly he got punished. So therefore, we have to be very careful.
So the whole thing is really relating to the situation between Shechem and he didn't do the make the Mitzvah afterwards?
He should have gone, instead of detouring to Shechem, he should have went straight. He had
he was supposed to go, or he was commanded to go to...
according to his nether, to fill his nether, the next...
He said he was going to.
He said he's going to make. He said I'm going to make a matzeva. I'm going to make a Beis HaMikdash and a Beis HaKim. Right when he's running away from Esav, I'm going to Meister. I'm going to make a matzeva. This place right here, this rat. I'm going to make the Beis HaKim. I'm going to bring carbonus here. I'm going to daven over here. Now he detoured to Shechem. His next step should have been when he's first moment he's ready to start traveling. Should be.
So are we saying that the incident with Dina was a result of him delaying?
That's a punishment. That's the Medrash says. It's a punishment. Yeah, that's Chazal say. For the punishment because of he delayed. Not even he didn't do. It's just the fact that Yaakov Avinu delayed him. We say even Yaakov Avinu had so many shchusim. He was Yaakov Avinu. It didn't protect him just for delaying the nether. Or the more careful we have to be, which means you have to make a nether. You can always say bleed nether if you want. Say bleed nether. Don't say I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that in kedusha. How are you going to say later? Don't say I'm going to go. Don't say I'm going to go to the base medrash now. If you say that, it's almost considered like a nether. Or I'm going to do this. Or I'm going to learn this in Math Mishnah. I'm going to do this. You should be careful. You could say bleed nether, but we have to be very careful what we say. Oh, that Nirmat. This is what's hinted to with Dibri Chazal. In the words of Chazal, the Gemara and Shabbos could be the one base. Yadarshva Pasuk. If they die and they learn from the Pasuk, which comes from Yishai, the last Pasuk Yud Gimel. But this is the Pasuk we know. Oh, a lot of Hilchah Shabbos has learned that. A lot of the Durabbanas of Shabbos. The Mitzvah Chavsecha. The Dabar Gav. Right? Really, they're bringing the first halacha, and the next phase, they're going to bring the whole Pasuk. They say that a person should honor Shabbos, right? And a person should try to stay away from the Mitzvah Chavsecha, from doing their own needs. The Dabar Gav and speaking. As we're going to say, which is referring, we're going to say really speaking to the Chazal make address to speaking mundane matters on Shabbos. But here we're saying, Shalaye Diburcha Shal Shabbos Ke Diburcha Shalcha. Your Dibur, your speech on Shabbos should also not be the same as your speech during the weekday. It shouldn't be the same speech. The Apa. It really means from seeking your matters, but really it's referring to you shouldn't seek your own chetz, like your own desires, and the daber daber and speaking what you want to speak. The puzzle starts off, you should honor Shabbos from doing these things. You should honor Shabbos and, so to speak, hold yourself back from seeking your own needs and speaking about your own needs. Good? Go look it up in Chassid Gimel. Fine. So he's saying, with the apalpi shepshat the ram kai al Shabbos v'chamamish. Even though the simple meaning of Chazal, understand this pasuk is really going on Shabbos and Chol, right, that a person should not speak on Shabbos the way he speaks during the weekday. Ramza olipi darkom musar zeh benoyam l'shayim. According to their way, and you know Chazal's pleasant way, you see musar shesovel kam upon him. It tolerates many faces, meaning every single thing Chazal say is not only one pshat. They're in their word, they said words of such pleasantness, you can find many pshatim in every word that Chazal, in every sentence, every word Chazal say, there are more than one pshat. Saying, even though Pashim Shabbat is referring to Shabbos, don't speak on Shabbos like you speak during the week. Saying here also, it's referring to what we were speaking at earlier. The limdo asana was that, they taught us with this. Shiloye kal be'eni ha'adam, it shouldn't be lax in the eyes of a person, darish be'kdusha. When it comes to the firm of Kedusha, Lemaher Lahaitzi appears to be quick to speak out of his mouth Tvarim words she ain't button the Dekim of which will not come to fulfillment. So a person should be very careful. A person should not speak if he's not going to be able to fulfill it. Make sure you'll be able to fulfill it. Kashe Darker Lahaitzi be Tvarim Niyacha, just like Edarach for him to speak in Enyanicha. So you see, that's what it means. When Chazal say your dibur of Shabbos shouldn't be like your dibur of Chol, it means your dibur regarding Shabbos, which means regarding the Kedusha, shouldn't be the same way you speak regarding Chol. It is regarding Monday matters. You can say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. It can't work out. When it comes to Kedusha, you make sure to speak, only say what you're going to be able to fulfill. But just like by Chol, Aval Pishahin Levatal, even though Isha'in Makai, my son, then it's not a problem. Even though by Chol you're going to say words that for naught because you can't fulfill them anyways, then it doesn't matter. But don't speak like this about Dvarim Shal Kedusha. The Ein Dvarim Elu Shal Kedusha, these words of Kedusha are not a Shavim, they're not equal in Dvarim Shal Chol with Monday matters. Ya'achim Amar Hayam Elech L'Parah. Let's say a person says, today I'm going to go to my orchard. Elech L'Mechat, I'm going to the bathhouse. Eknechev is planned, I'm going to buy a certain object. I'm going to eat a certain thing. Let's say afterwards he regrets it. He goes back on it. But why can't he miss Dvar? He doesn't fulfill his words. There's no, counting on him on Shemayim. Oh, why do you go to the bath? Why do you go to the store now? Because
why didn't you go?
There's no. It's not. There's no judgment against him. However, Im Amar, if he says Elo Beis Hamidrash, when he says I'm going to the Beis Hamidrash, or the Bekar Mitzvah, when he says I'm going to go to a service, I'm going to be Menachem Olad of somebody now, when he says, or I'm going to Shul now, I'm going to Daven Menchana, or I am with Parsha, now I'm going to learn this Parsha, I'm going to do Shnai Mikra, or Mizmor Zeh, now I'm going to say this chapter of Tehillim, Perek Zeh, this Perek Chai L'Kayim Duwer. Person, if he didn't say B'lina, he just said I'm going to do this, he's required to fulfill his words. And if he doesn't fill it, it's pretty strict. Yeah, Allah, they'll be on him. Din v'cheshva b'shemayim. He'll have a judgment. V'anish yanish, he's going to get very punished. Anish yanish, a double term nash, he's going to get really punished. Like we see Yaakov Avinu. Right? Of course, there is an option. You can always say bli nedar. Say bli nedar with Adam. So if you say bli nedar, me and Mani care. I mean, I want to do it. Bli nedar, we say, I would like to. If a person says, I'm going to shul now, then something comes up, you don't go to shul. It's like a nedar, it's a problem. You have to be very careful. So that's what we said for the first place. As we said earlier, you should be careful for the first place to weigh our words when we're talking about Kedusha from the beginning. If we know something might come up, we know how our lives are, things come up. So for the first place, we shouldn't say I'm going to shul. Say bli nether, I would like to go to shul sooner. Bli nether, I'm going to go to make sure it doesn't come into a nether. It's very strict. Says mamash, it's going to be din v'chedim v'shemayim. The chedim din v'anish y'anish. You get punished. When Sha'amar was saying it out. Omar Eshna Perek Zeh. If a person like it's a Gemara Nadar, if a person, I'm going to learn this Perek. Nir Godol Nadar Melke Yisrael. He made a very great vow to Hashem. As the Gemara Nadar says, consider that when it comes to the Marashu Kedusha, even without saying I'm making a Nadar, the minute I say I'm doing this, I'm going to do this thing in Kedusha, it's already considered a very great Nadar to Hashem. Be very careful to keep. We do it's known in Yonah Kedusha that Kulam Mechunim B'Shem Shabbos. They're called Shabbos. All the kedusha is connected with El Mabu. Mechunim is means what's the word for mechunim? Mechunim is not like a nickname. That's the way we describe them. To describe in the name of Shabbos. They are word things that are really connected to the next room. Hanukkah Shabbos is really called Shabbos, like the Gemara in Talmud, Lama Gimel says El Mabu is called Shabbos. And all the inyanim of kedusha, they were all mechol inyanim hagufanim, all the physical, bodily things mechunim v'shem chol. They're all described as with the name. We just speak about them with the name of weakling. L'chein therefore, Amar b'seins and Chazal say, lo yid diburcha shal Shabbos ki diburcha shal chol. Your dibur of Shabbos, meaning when you speak about kedusha, it should not be the same way you speak about chol. When you speak of kedusha, be very very careful, because whatever you say could automatically become a neder. Unlike Chol, Monday thing doesn't become a nether. The minute I say I'm going to go to the bathhouse, doesn't have a status of a nether. That's we're connecting this halacha of speaking on Shabbos to Yaakov Avinu. Right? So Yaakov Avinu, the issue was they spoke about Kedusha, and you have to be very careful that you should not transgress and go back on your nether. Let's see now halacha Aleph. Kasev Gabi Shabbos, written regarding Shabbos, this is a pasuk we brought earlier, says the chibad atay, and you should honor it, may asay tzricha, from engaging in your own affairs. Meaning you should honor it and not getting engaged in your affairs. You should honor it from engaging in your own affairs. And mimatzay chavtzicha, and from seeking your own needs. V'davar davar, speaking of what you speak about your own needs, which is all weekday matters. That's what Chazal understand. Darshu Chazal. And the Gemara of Shabbos quickly go up is Shiloyi Diburcha Shal Shabbos, that it should not be your speech on Shabbos Kedivurcha Shal Chol, like you speak during the week. The Lami by, right, we don't need to tell you, Lami, we don't need to tell you that we're speaking in a case Lami L'chaveir L'asin L'Isik Plani, that you're going to tell your friend, oh, I want you to do a certain thing which is Asr tomorrow. The Asr is that because your speech is helping him do it. Right? I now tell a friend tomorrow, I'm not seeing him tomorrow, I tell him today, on Shabbos, make sure you drive and do certain malachas. Make sure you open the store and start selling stuff tomorrow morning. Right? So now my deeper, my speech on Shabbos, is what's causing him to do malacha after Shabbos. So that's for sure, Asr. Right? To tell someone today to do a malacha for me tomorrow, is my speech is what's helping him do the malacha, that's for sure Asr. Because of his speaking with him, his friend is going to do the dealings tomorrow, he's going to do this. Rather, even if it's speech that there's no real purpose, there's no purpose that's going to come out of it. Going for example, Shemitabar al Asma, he's speaking about himself. Well, I mean, he's saying, a certain thing I will do tomorrow. Now, by me talking about it, that was making me do it. I was planning on doing it anyway. Right? In our first case, my telling my friend to do this is what's making him do it tomorrow. So that's for sure us. But even if I'm just not talking, you know, I'm gonna go somewhere tomorrow. I'm gonna go in my car to Bnei Brak tomorrow on Sunday. That's also us. Even though I'm not gonna do it because of my words. The Avim Layim Rehuvifin, because even if I don't speak it out of my mouth, he'll do this thing tomorrow. Afilu hachi still no aser. Kol sha'aymer asiyas davar sha'asal I said to b'Shabbos. Anything and everything that I'm going to talk about, something that I'm not allowed to do on Shabbos. That afilu emzeh ma'isa enim lacha deraisa. Even if this action is not deraisa, ela asur midirah aser from it's only aser midirah bana. Gam kein also aser la'imer b'Shabbos la'aseisa l'machar. It's aser for me to talk about it, then I'm going to do it tomorrow. However, if it's a mitzvah, then Chazal weren't so machmer. The imhu dvar mitzvah. Let's say it's going to be a dvar mitzvah. Could go for example, sha'aymer b'Shabbos. You say on Shabbos, sha'roitza lichter b'machar sefer Torah and tefillin and mezuzah. Let's say I say I want to write tomorrow sefer Torah, tefillin and mezuzah v'chayetz and the like. Yesh matirim. Some people say it's allowed mishum chatzi shemayim. Some say since it's chatzi shemayim, it's obvious that I'm doing l'shem shemayim for Hashem and a spiritual tzmutter. The Yesh Aishram, some people say it's Aser, Yishum, this field, because they hold. We don't say that we let you speak by Chatzah Shemayim, Eladaka only specifically in the Yesh Tzarech La Mitzvah Ba'Aisa Dibur. It's for the need in that Dibur. Right, if I need to tell someone, I need to tell them, I need you to help me write my Sefer Torah tomorrow. It's time to talk about it, some people hold it's Aser. Avalamloimer, if it's time to say Lumachar tomorrow, Echter, Tzvillin, and Mezuzah, ain't Tzarech Ba'Aisa Dibur, there's no point in it. They bade him are bade him, whether you say it or not. But it's a mitzvah, you're going to do the mitzvah. So the Tzarech Lach is the Ba'ezim. The Ben Ishchai saying should be machmer to the people who hold it to Aser. Unless I need to tell somebody about the mitzvah so they can help me do the mitzvah, you should not talk about even a mitzvah. Miu, Kazar Tez Shabbat, and Yisrael Yishem Yisrash about Dabar. Or if you're worried, you might become lazy. Shari Zal Ruzi Nafshei. You're allowed to hasten yourself to the Hadikin Nether, Kamash Kazbi or Deisim Rishon. Meaning what? Let's say, like we were speaking earlier, when a person says to me he's going to do a kedusha, it makes it like a nether. Right? Let's say a person says, you know, tomorrow morning I might get lazy, I might not want to write my mezuzah. So I'm going to say today, I'm writing a mezuzah tomorrow. In order to make a nether to obligate me to write the mezuzah tomorrow. Right. So that's going to be mutter also. That's the day that also is mutter, even if I don't need to speak it out. The point is, I'm making a nether, I need to speak it out on Shabbos.
What do you mean, it's mutter?
Yeah, why is kedusha? What?
You said it's mother.
Mother, you're allowed to speak it out on Shabbos.
You're allowed to speak on Shabbos, but you're still sort of making a netter about something kedusha, which we just kept through saying you really shouldn't do.
Yeah, if you're not going to keep it, now, you have to be careful.
But even if you don't know if you're going to be able to keep it or not, just like with Yaakov.
We're saying there are people who make their dharma kedusha that they'll try to keep it. Now, if you make a netter, good, very nice. Make sure to keep it. But if not, then. We're not saying it now. It's the whole Masechta in the Dharm. The whole question is good to make our Nether. Meaning, your question is really the Gemara a few daf in the beginning of Masechta in the Dharm. Is it good to make a Nether or not good to make a Nether? On one end, it's good because it's going to push me in, and there's a mitzvah to the Torah to be a Nether and a Nazar, all these things. The other end, there's a chance I'm not going to do it. So it's a big sugya. What's the how to go about it? It's a big sugya in the Dharm. Your question, meaning, if we're saying what we said was you have to weigh your words very well, be very careful. What you do. So if this guy knows tomorrow is going to be available and he wants to make a nether to make sure he just feels he's going to be lazy, so then he can make a nether. So it depends. Basically, the more it comes out, it depends on the situation.
I don't know. I can't see the side it's good to make a nether, because if you're making a nether and something comes up, your losses are much greater than your gain. Or even fulfilling the nether, but just in a delayed fashion, as we saw from Yaakov. I mean, you've got everything to lose.
You're right, correct.
By making a nether.
You're right, but. No, but if you do it and you fulfill it, you get a mitzvah. If you actually, like Rav Nachman says, it's good to make a nether and then do it that minute. Let's say, hold a shekel in your hand, say, I'm making a nether, I'm giving this tzedakah and then give it. There is a mitzvah of making a nether.
It brings down the
Emunah Shachavah. to fulfill a nether, brings the Munus Chacham. Say, how do you do it? But you care. Hold the thing in your hand and do it that minute. I'm making a nether, I'm giving the shekel to Zadok, and put it in the guy's hand. Make sure he doesn't like drop that on the spot. And don't drop the coin, put it in his hand. You're right, it's not the best thing to do, but if a person will do it in order, even the public says, some people they want to stop from doing certain bad habits. Sometimes it's good to make another. Sometimes people make another, I'm never going to smoke again in my life. Mm-hmm. To make them not smoke ever again, that's the point in a dharma. A dharma is to help a person make boundaries for himself that he'll never overstep his bounds. In a case where he really wants to change, that's why people make the dharma for different things. It's not the best thing to do if you're not going to be able to keep it. There are situations where some people could do it. Basically, there is a jalach on your day, so you know that if you do it, it's good. There is a time when someone needs to do it. There's time and place for everything, no? There's time and place for everything. The guy knows he's going to be able to do it. He should do it. Fine, let's see.
There's a word with Hashemah, Yisrashel.
Yisrashel means... Yisrashel, it's not actually... It's going to be lax, but Yisrashel says he's more than lax. He's not going to do it. I would say lax, it's not the best word. There's a better word for it. He's afraid he's going to be not lazy, lax or lazy. Yisrashel, he's just going to leave it go. I don't have the best exact word for it. It means he'll be lax, and now he's not going to do it. Basically, the Halacha Beis is going to speak about that you can't tell a person, come to me this evening to work for me, but you could tell him, maybe you could come to me this evening, and that's where it's going to be. Let's see Halacha Beis. In Tzarif L'chaver, if you need your friend, or La'ez a Goy, or a Goy, L'Sach from a Matzei Shabbos, La'ez a Malach, the Harid, or a Matzei Shabbos, also a Lover Lover Shabbos, it's also to tell him on Shabbos, by Etzi La'arif, come to me in the evening. Why? The Chashav Azeh, it's considered. Like you spoke to explicitly to hire him. Why? Because the truth is, you're having a mind to hire him. You're telling him in command. So you can't command the guy to come to you tonight, because that's already commanding him to come. Right? You have to hire a waiter for tonight. You need to have a party tonight. Let's say he's doing usher thing. You have to hire a guy to be a cook. Wait, it's not really us. So you tell a guy, if you don't come to me tonight, I need you. So that's already, in a way, you're hiring him. You're telling him that you're hiring him. Or if you tell him, come to me tonight, if we ask him, b'derech she'ela. Right? You don't command him, come to me tonight. Ela b'derech she'ela, the question, so I really tell him, ha'nir d'asim be'necha, d'asim in your eyes, sh'tali etzli ba'erev, you can come to me this evening? Then it's mutter. Apple P, even though she says that maybe he understands, even though I understand I need this for work, it's still going to be mut. Fine. Mutter, halacha gimel. Mutter learn the chaver. You're allowed to tell your friend, lakraf plenty ani ha'ilach l'machar. To a certain city I'm going tomorrow. Mechay mutalayim. You're also allowed to tell him. Lechi, we come with me, lekraf plenty to a certain city, l'macha tomorrow. Why? Because today, you would be able to go even on Shabbos. If there were huts on the way. Why can't you go very far today? Because you can't go out of the Tchum Shabbos. But let's say there were huts. It could be winter, so technically. See, even though there are no huts right now, but there is a possible way to go mutter. So if the malacha I'm talking about, there's a possible way that it's mutter to do it on Shabbos, then you're allowed to talk about it. So since it's possible to walk from here to America, no, America you have Tchum Shabbos on the direct. You can walk from here, you can walk the whole Eretz Yisrael. You can walk over here to the north or to the south. So Ezekiel, you want to go up north with me tomorrow? Right now on Shabbos you can't walk, you can't go out of the Tchum Shabbos. No, since you could put up huts, technically speaking, it could be mutter.
There's truth to it.
There's truth
that you could technically do it even on Shabbos.
Right. So even though there are no huts now, since it's possible to be done in the mutter way, it's not considered dibur of chol.
But the huts have been done prior to you going, right?
Usually, we're saying since if they were made already, there would be a way to travel today. So since there is a tzad hetzer, there's a way to do this thing in a way that's mutter. It's not called. I'm speaking about a Monday to weekday talk. Because it could be Shabbos talk. If there were huts there. We could even go today.
If I stay on Shabbos and Pico Robertson, we're going to go to Santa Monica tomorrow, for whatever. Technically, we could walk to Santa Monica on Shabbos.
Where's that? It's good. That's Allah appear. Shemri Sukkot. She call Alchad of Lasa Shil Arabat Chol Shachaveta. That they come and come and show them Shabbos. That's what he's saying. As long as you could do it. However, you're not allowed to say the rest of the. You can't say let's ride on a horse, right? Or let's go out of cash, because that's going to be usher on Shabbos, which would seem according to this would also be usher to say let's go in a car tomorrow, right? Say let's drive tomorrow up north. That could be a problem, correct? So over there, you're saying you want to do malach. Correct? It's a possible could be a problem. Rav Adi Yisrael has a hetzer. He said that could also be mutter because it's possible to go in a car with Goyim. Let's say Goyim are driving and they're driving for themselves and you hop on the back. So it could be there is a possible scenario you could do it better. So he's saying a friend l'chatchila shouldn't do it, but if he already said let's go in a car, it could be he wasn't over this Isser of speaking back. But it's better not to, of course. Don't talk about the car, but it could be, says it could be the way that it's mutter. Fine. Let's see, Allah Adal. Even if a person is stopped chatting, is varim betalim. There's no mentioning of malacha. You're just talking about sports. You're wasting time talking about sports. Asr lahabiz chats. Asr to speak exceedingly about things without a purpose on Shabbos. Kadesh shvayi diwur kashabbos, diwur pachol. So you shouldn't speak, your speech on Shabbos shouldn't be like, oh, during the weekday, speak about all your mundane things, all about your. So you shouldn't talk about it on Shabbos. However, bnei adam shibsipuri maisias, the people that stories to them, ushmois and the news, v'divri chedushim einiglan, v'tarim l'saber b'Shabbos, right? They are allowed to talk about it on Shabbos because that's their enjoyment, only because it's their enjoyment. Aval einlam laharbas b'sichah, they should not speak exceedingly in these topics. And I saw they brought down that for Shimon Bar Yochai, one time he had a very old mother, and she was talking a lot. And she was talking a lot. Shimon Bar Yochai brought down the Zohar that his mother was talking a lot. And he told her it's Shabbos. She said, oh, Shabbos, and then she stopped talking. So said in the Zohar. Basically, when it's not, obviously he said, right, he said it in the right way, but then she stopped talking. That's the said in the Zohar. So, maybe we shouldn't speak. Also, even though we're saying it's mutar b'pshat to speak things, all these mundane things, if you like it, of course, api desire is better not to speak about these things at all. So they bring that one of the fancy Ben Ishchai bring that down on bottom. However, umi shechayshem a malacha b'yom Shabbos lasses. Now, whoever thinks about a malacha, they're going to do a malacha on Shabbos b'chol, and for sure when they talk about it, einam asparav. The rule is, it's never going to have a bracha. You spoke about. And you were other Isser Darabanan by speaking about something on Shabbos, it has no bracha. Why? You thought about it on Shabbos and you're dealing with it. Because of Chasal Allah, it's brought in case saber Chasal Allah, it's brought down, it's known, people see that there's a reality. Many times you speak about something and you get involved with it on Shabbos when you're not supposed to, if you think about it, that thing, it has no bracha. You usually don't see bracha from that speech. So if you're talking about your business deal on Shabbos, it's not a good idea, because then for sure you're not going to see business from bracha from that business deal. That's the Sfarim say. It's not, if you realize what you talk about on Shabbos, you see, a person sees, even every regular people, you see that things you spoke about on Shabbos, they don't work out. They just don't work out for whatever reason. They don't have a bracha on that thing. They speak about it again during the week to make it, get a bracha on it, I don't know. But basically, it's not going to have bracha. Fine. Go, let's see Allah. Hey, Asr Lach Shel Cheshbainas. A person not allowed to think of the Cheshbainas, think of their accounting. Oh, this money, that guy, that money, that person, this amount of money. In a case, obviously referring to with the purpose, right? Really, we're going to say later that Allah is that a person will have to think about, right? We hold here is really must. You're allowed to think about your business dealings. However, let's say I'm thinking about it, so I want to. No, I want to make a chajin. How much I owe all my builders. So that's Asr. She says Asr lachshu chajbanot. Says Asr represents to make his accounting. Bein chajin ha atzalish. Whether it's a chajin which is going to be. Bein chajin ha avar kvar. Or whether it's accounting of something that already passed. El shetzorach li'is la'adah. I need it now. Leitha isa. I need to know now. Could go for example. kachva kachva tesi al binya plane. This and this I spent on a certain building. The schiris apayla by hiring the workers. Never who he adai la as a chashman in my kedem shah. He still didn't make a chashman how much he owes them before Shabbos. The layav that he doesn't know imagilam oides loy, right? If I kami agilam oy, right? He doesn't know if they're still going to work by him or he owes them more money, right? The lachain also therefore it's also why the nimsa comes out. It's found she yesh la tzarich ata. There's a need now. Is that a chashman with this accounting shum chashid? Afal pishu farava, even though already passed, but there's a reason why he needs to think about this. So it's coming out, it's going to be a tzarich. For afal pi, and even though sha'ata ba'asai said chashman, that now when he made the chashman, he made an asbah between himself, must he found she'in a chayv, because he's not chayv anything. And because that, even with this, harei kaidim ha'im stop beforehand, he was unsure if he owes them money. For afal pi, now it became clear. The nim so yesh lo b'zav tzarich ba'asar, comes out to the tzarich, it's going to be asar. But they say soon, or unless the other people have need to know about it. The other people also need to know about it. Let's say, I'm finished. I already paid my workers, everything's over. However, you want to buy an apartment now, you want to start building a building, so you need to know the numbers. That's also going to be awesome. I said, Achain also, he did not have a need in that chashmah klal. Shekvar also chashman iman, he already made a chashman then. Rechayzer rechayzer, he's just going back and making the chashman I saw. He's making an accounting when he spent shalabidian shalasa that he made. Kdei ladia to make no lacherim to others. Sheishlam tarech mitzvah who have a need for this information. Shekam heimer to lasevim. They also want to make a building because they like this type of building. Uretzayim then they want to know kama tarechlam how much they need. Harayzer also still it's going to be also. Cheshbonis that you already passed, then it's allowed to talk about it on Shabbat. But you shouldn't talk too much about it. Fine. Halacha Vav says, you can't tell your friend I bought something for a certain price, but you know that he's going to want to buy the same thing. It's also tell your friend, this I bought this chayfetz, this cleaver, this object, or this utensil. If you know your friend, he wants to buy the same thing. Then he has a need to know the value. If it does that this thing must be found between man and husband, between a woman and a friend. Therefore, we can warn men and women about this. It's not necessary for your friend to know this information at all. It's not words. According to the law, halachas, it is mutar. Therefore, you could say, "Kachva kachva says b'chasma." This I spent on my wedding. Kachva kachva says to me, "This is what I spent on the building." But also, now, new halacha, you're not allowed to think when you talk about something which causes a person pain. Don't talk about a Shabbos. Bad news. If you heard bad news, right, and this other guy didn't hear about it, don't talk about it before. Don't talk about it. Before Shabbos, on Shabbos, should I talk about on Shabbos? Let's say you want to invite guests and you have a list. Are you allowed to read your list for your guests on Shabbos? Right? Or you want to read your menu? Let's say it's Yom Tov and a lady wrote a menu. She wants to read her menu. So what the halacha is that you, the baal bayis, or the person who's cooking the food, is not allowed to read their menu or their list. Why? So they might come to a race and cross off this guy's coming, that guy's not coming now to seat. Therefore you're not allowed to be a waiter, you need to know this halacha. However, someone else is yes allowed to read it. Because a person who's no gzeri is going to cross it off, he is yes allowed to read it. So if you have to be in America, I was in America Yamta, and my mother wanted me to check up her menu, so she asked me to look up the menu for her, ask what was on that morning's menu. So you could do it, you're allowed to ask him because there's no chance I was going to race anything. It is only to the person himself who's in charge. As I said, let's see halacha ches. Nisha writes the lazam and archlam is through the b'shabbos. You want to invite guests? The kaitzav shmeisam me'erev shabbos. The maskaris, you wrote their names on erev shabbos for a reminder. Kadesh alayishgach lekar b'shabbos. You don't want to forget to, let's say, call them on shabbos. You're in shul. You want to make sure everyone on your list got invited. You're in shul. You invited everybody to your kiddush. So you made a list before Shabbos who you need to make sure to invite. Also, right, let's say you have different scenarios where you have to make a list of people that you need. Let's say, right? Well, you need to make a list. Let's say for a chassid or for a via ben, right? You invite the ayah by the krev aliyah. Say for Tarav Shad, you want to know who's going to get all the different aliyahs on Shabbos. So the kaitzer shmeis Tarav Shad, you write any. Asur laasu the asmes asur laasu himself like a ben, a via ben, a chassid look for Tarav Shad. The person who wrote this thing, he's not allowed to write. He's not allowed to read it. The gadol chazal chazal made exer. Shamiyim chak shem echem me'akurim. Maybe they'll erase one of the names. Asher nichal, let's say he retracts, he regrets. She anyways, look, he doesn't want to call him up. So basically, this is the exam. We're going to say soon that the shaman or someone else can, yes, read it to you. Just read it one time, not to look at it closely, but to read it. And also read the analacha. Let's say that you're in charge of your shul, you want to read a bunch of rules, a bunch of new takanas, a bunch of different rules. You're also allowed to read them on Shabbos. Let's say halacha test. Call davar. Everything shall also be Israel on Shabbos. Also for a Jew to do on Shabbos. Also, let me not fast. Also, to tell a guy to do it. Also, tell a guy to do anything. Anything not allowed to do, a guy cannot do for you. You can't tell him. Right? You can't tell a guy to work for you on Shabbos.
Kilo Baramis, even a hint.
Kilo Baramis.
Yeah. And it's not allowed to ask him. You know, Rabbi Cohen said in Mishnah Torah, for example, if you have guests over there and you've got your air conditioner on.
Let me talk. Yeah, you're talking about this.
Okay.
So then you're getting more complicated, which we might get to speak to Spat soon. But I don't think he goes into so much.
So you directly ask the post lady to turn the air conditioner on.
No, so that's a little bit complicated. The Halakhah of Amir al-Akam are very complicated. This whole sparring on these things, one exactly. But as a rule, if you don't need it, it's not a necessity, right. You're not allowed to tell the guy to do malach for you on Shabbos.
So
even a malach derabbanan. Yeah, there are scenarios, good, if you can tzara gadol, you need it to make someone sick. There are divinitarian ones, but according to the halacha, you can't tell a guy to work for you on Shabbos. Now there are scenarios where we're lenient. It's a very big tzara, someone's sick. Then the rabbanan are more lenient when they do it in a certain way. But even then, certain times you have to say it for remez. Certain times you're allowed to tell them straight out, and certain times you have to say it for remez. It's very common. We're not learning the halachas now, but it's its own sugya, all the halachas. But as a rule, you're not allowed to tell a guy to do anything even for remez. That's the rule. Fine. That's going to be the rule. There are scenarios where it's going to be a loss. There are different scenarios where it will be more lenient again about this rule. Mm-hmm. Let's see, the next few of us are about. Where is it? Tenua? So we say it's us for a Jew to do on Shabbos. You can't go a few of you with a sign. If I feel an English in a room is love is right, you don't hint him with words. El Rebbe's love the other, rather, you hint it with your hands, but either two with some movement of your hands.
Movement
of your hands. Then, fine, then it's going to be awesome. Fine, the next case, he goes through a few cases of getting, basically, trying to get money out of a guy. So let's see now, halacha. You're down. I tell you, you thought. Usher Lita wants Usher to give money enough to go to Arab Shabbos. Look at this Arab Shabbos to buy things in Shabbos. Right? You can't get money in Arab Shabbos to buy things in Shabbos. When Usher Lita like Prakamati, you also can't get. Prakamati is merchandise. It's a good way to know. Limko like a Shabbos to sell on Shabbos. The guy can't work for you on Shabbos. I don't know, however, Imloy will the connect to Limko. I didn't tell him to buy or sell on Shabbos. And that's the way I call Stam. I still gave it to him during the weekday. Aval, even though she's not enough, we kind of wait for Shabbos, even though he doesn't have Shabbos. Mutter. It's Mutter. Well, that as long as she yiktis like Schai Tarchai, that are paying him for his work. Because then he's working by the hours, he's working for himself. Why does he keep trying to sell these stuff? Not for me. He's doing it for himself. So if I told him to sign on the weekday, and he's a hired worker, he's getting a salary, so he's looking for himself. Unless the halacha test Zion. I'm not practical, but we're saying Hashem, let's say you borrow from Shalom Echaviyatar. Let's say you borrow something for your friend on Shabbos, and he doesn't want to lend it to you unless you give him a mashkin. That's all. He wants you to give him a mashkin. He wants to give him a collateral. So saying you're Hashem Echaviyatar Shabbos to anyone, he doesn't believe you're going to pay him back. You have a mashkin, so you're allowed to put a mashkin right here. You're allowed to give him a mashkin, you know, Shabbos, give him a collateral.
You're allowed to.
Which is, if it's things that are, we'll see soon. And the thing when it's Sarach Shabbos. Ah, however, Yaniya Hamashka, let's not put the mashka now. We'll lay him on my face. Don't tell him, hey, Hamashka, say, take your mashka. We don't come out and say, oh, this is like weekday. But not driving more. What are we speaking out of here? Bishal, meaning, Michael, a mashka. You needed food or drink or malbush. Shit, Sarach Shabbos. If you're doing something which is a need for Shabbos, you need to borrow food from him or drink or clothing, then it's Sarach Shabbos, then it's Mutter. Ashlod says Shabbos, not the wood of Shabbos, also in Hamashka. It looks a little better, kid. So if you need food for Shabbos or drink, need four to drink for Shabbos, then you're allowed to. Let's say Alacha Yizayin. Itavish Malacha Menatar. Something which is a Malacha from the Torah. Also, it might be like it's forbidden to tell a guy. Last night of Shabbos, to do it on Shabbos. Afilu l'tzarich mitzvah. If it's deraisa, you can never tell a guy to do it. L'tzarich mitzvah. Why? Because then you only have one derabana. If something malacha deraisa, you told the guy to do it. So telling the guy to do it is derabana. Why can't you tell a guy to work human derabana? So then there's only one derabana, correct? Let's say you need to do a malacha deraisa. You need to turn on the light. Let's say it's deraisa, right? And then you need a guy to do it. That's a good example. But let's see the rule. We'll see after example. Hopefully, say something you should block at the right. So you can't tell a guy to do it on Shabbos. Oh, Tavish Yisurim with the right cipher. If it's only after the Rabbanan, and then you could mutter lemer the Shabbos. Let's say Tzarech Mitzvah Tzarech Chayli. Then you can tell him Tzarech Mitzvah Tzarech Chayli on Shabbos. I feel the Chayli Shadi call a goof. Even if you're not sick in the whole body, they sakana. Even there's no sakana of a limb. The Yesh Vatim Gam Kiyum can have some of your matzah. Even if it's going to be a loss. Like the guy should take tashim and mukta that are getting through the rain. You should not other rain has felt because rely on these words when it's going to be a very big loss. Treat like this. Really, a guy we can't tell to work with me in shops. For sure, with the right. However, let's say it's to do with the rabbano, right? Then l'tzarech mitzvah, l'tzarech chaylu mutter would be allowed. Which means I will look why, because then it's called the shvus. First, the rabbano is whatever the malacha is the rabbano. Second, the rabbanon is asking the guy to do it. So you have a double shuz, a double rabbanon. It's a case of a mitzvah, a chayli, some say even hefset. Then it's going to be mutter to tell the guy to do it. Let's see halacha yotas. Afal gav de medina. Even though according to the rule, that if yeshivim, if you're sitting in your place, umahar ba'asak, you think about your business dealings, mutter. It's really mutter to think about your dealings. The calling them Shum Einik Shabbos Mitzvah Shlichah Shabbos. Sorry, become Shum Einik Shabbos Mitzvah Shlichah Shabbos Klah. Again, Afal Gad Even Though the Medina and Yeshivim Kind of Lahar Vasagam Mutter, become Shum Einik Shabbos Mitzvah to Mitzvah Shlichah Shabbos Klah. You shouldn't think about it at all. The Arai Ve'enim should seem in his eyes Ki Ilu as if Malach the Esu all his work is done. The final Libya person should empty his heart and call Israel Chol from any weekday dealings. The Hashra'a Tzvich Lekah. This is at the time he's Ladabek Machshav. What was Shabbos supposed to be? Supposed to be the time we connect our minds with Hashem. La'ir Ava, he wrote that. Around Ava Hashem and fear for Hashem. Simple rap. The culture and all the more say Hecha the Efshus Melech Tefiru Liu Basak of Tirdas Leif. For sure, if when we're thinking about it, Parnasla and giving him a Tirdas Leif knew that guy. Say if a person is going to cause him to not feel so settled even a little bit, you shouldn't think about these things on Shabbos.